Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of knowing you, being experienced, being aware of, and knowing, being able to experience. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we encouraged, Father God, that as we live by faith, that today's a day of grasping something, maybe new, seeing something in a new light, also a day of sharing that which we have seen, and then a wonderful also a day of the realities of what you showed us coming to pass. So thank you for the beauty of faith that we find in you, which is a gift from you, which keeps us developing on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 10 from verse 32 to 37. Stand up for me against the world opinion, and I'll stand up for you before my Father in heaven. If you turn tail and run, do you think I'll cover for you? Don't think I've come to make life cozy. I've come to cut, make a sharp knife cut between son and father, daughter and mother, bride and mother-in-law. Cut through these cozy domestic arrangements and free you for God. Well-meaning family members can be your worst enemies. If you prefer father or mother over me, you don't deserve me. If you prefer son or daughter over me, you don't deserve.
Hallelujah. Some strong words here, but we need to understand, you know, when we come to God through Jesus Christ, we come into the perfect life. We come into the eternal life. We come into the destiny that God has got for us. So it's got to be it's got to be number one. Seek first the kingdom of God, and then everything else will be added to you. So he's got to be number one. He's got to be first. And then it's not about making room for anything. He's got to be number one. And so you take hold of him. You're not of those that draw back, but those who believe and are saved, those who grasp the beauty of the love of God, and then those that stand fast in that love, in that beauty that is revealed to us, and then we're the ones that experience it. So we need to know God has got the best for us, and he's got the best for our family out there. And it's as we stay in tune, and Jesus is a perfect example. I mean, his family, his brothers, and weren't all following him. They weren't following him. You know, he was just like one of the family. They didn't see him as he rightfully was, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the big brother, the Savior. But then because he kept his focus and he kept in tune, they all came in as well. And then you can see, I mean, he's telling his disciples here in the same way, you've got to put God number one. You've got to put kingdom first and not family. And then, I mean, you can imagine they were just like Jesus. This is something totally new. This is light that has come into the world. The world has been caught up in darkness. So to many of their families, their parents, were thinking these disciples are in a cult. They're missing the mark. But the whole thing of perseverance and staying, just as Jesus did, and I mean, we know his family came in and they were leaders in the church, in the early church. So the focus is put God first, and then everything else will come together. That's what it's all about. Amen. And don't be one that turns back. Know that you've given your life to the best thing that can ever happen in this world, has happened to you now once you're born again, in fellowship with the Father, living by faith and pushing on into the goodness of the Lord, because the goodness of the Lord needs to be seen in the land of the living with our family members. Amen. It's always our first prayer is for them, and then everyone else. So stay strong, be blessed, push on, run the race in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.